Known for breaking major stories, it's been an icon of print journalism for decades. But faced with declining circulation and a sharp drop in operating revenue, Washington Post chairman Donald Graham told employees the paper stood a better chance with a new owner.
We knew we could keep the Post alive. We knew it could survive. But our aspirations for the Post have always been hired by that.
Newspapers have been losing readership and advertising revenue to online rivals.
I've been a subscriber before, but I don't really subscribe to anything anymore. I read everything online.
Enter internet pioneer and Amazon founder Jeffrey Bezos, the world's 11th richest man, with an offer to buy the Post for $250 million. Some call it a smart move by Bezos and a timely one for the Washington Post. Author and media studies professor Paul Levinson says it was time for the newspaper to dive into the digital age. He spoke to VOA via Skype.
Because the future of newspapers is online. This doesn't mean that print newspapers will go out of existence. And as a matter of fact, the best chance that printed newspapers have to continue is if they have a vibrant, active, growing online presence. And that's what Amazon can do for the Washington Post.
After decades of Graham family ownership, Bezos assured the family and Post employees that the paper's mission and character would not change, promising to leave operations to the paper's managers. Chris Tolles, the CEO of Topics, an online news community that reaches millions, says the Post is an important voice in the news business and U.S. politics. He spoke to VOA on Skype.
And I think it's one of the top three or four big newspapers in the United States, and its editorial pages carry weight. They're read by presidents and Congress. And their families.
The Post earned its strong reputation by breaking stories such as the Watergate scandal, the Pentagon Papers, and more recently, disclosures about the National Security Agency's surveillance programs. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.